And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with our dear friend, Dr. Joel Wallach. Doc Wallach, of course, has researched and resulted in publications of a number of peer-reviewed and referee-journaled articles in the field of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He has made major contributions to reference books, and he is the spokesperson for criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that's the website, criticalhealthnews.com, or the toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234. They are also sponsors of Coast to Coast. They have been so for a number of years. Doc, welcome back. How are you?
Well, thank you, George. It's good to talk to you. I really, really, you are the greatest as usual. Really appreciate all the good news.
Looking forward to this. Hey, are you going to be at the Chicago Health Show in October, by any chance?
I believe I am.
I will see you there, my friend. We'll get together.
Absolutely.
You're a veterinarian by trade, and I wanted to ask you about this story that broke a couple weeks ago. It says, spending all day surrounded by dogs and cats probably sounds like heaven for most people, but a new study finds that veterinarians and others who work with animals on a daily basis deal with stressful and emotional events that put them at a higher risk of developing mental health conditions such as depression, anxiety, and in some cases, suicidal thoughts. Have you ever heard of that before?
Well, you have to appreciate, George, veterinarians make the mistake of listening to medical doctors. Huh. And, of course, when you have suicidal thoughts, you're going to be a mass shooter, a mass murderer. You're going to contribute to domestic violence. This means you're deficient in a certain nutrient. And veterinarians are susceptible to that, too. And it's one of those things where, again, I think that veterinarians, they should go to another veterinarian when they're sick rather than go to a medical doctor.
What causes this depression? Is it the sadness of maybe having to euthanize an animal or something like that?
No, sir. It's actually a deficiency of a single nutrient. I actually have in my book, Rare Earthsman Cures, in Chapter 6 on page 97, a abstract of an article that was written in 1978, published in like three different scientific journals. We looked at 27 counties in Texas, and they all kind of adjoined each other. And half of them, these were the most violent people in America, mass shootings, suicides, domestic violence. And the other half were the angels on earth. And what we did was look at the water supplies, the county water supplies of these people, and the ones that had the violent behaviors, the mass shootings, serial killers, suicides, domestic violence, child abuse, these had very little or none of this nutrient in their drinking water. And the ones who had none of that, they were the angels on earth, the adjoining counties, and naturally, in their community water systems, had enormous amounts of this one nutrient. Now, this nutrient was first used in...
And you know I'm going to bend your arm to get that nutrient out of you.
Yeah, yeah. But this one nutrient was used to treat violent criminals in 400 A.D. In the year 400 A.D., this one nutrient was used to treat criminals. Now, up until the discovery of penicillin, this nutrient, George, was in spas. This was, people would come and they'd bathe in the hot mineral waters. They would drink this stuff just to get this mineral. And then when penicillin came along, all these spas shut down like in 24 hours, and everybody ran out to find another drug that they could patent to try and keep up with the money running towards penicillin. They shut all these spas down, and that was the beginning. And of course, the mass murders and mass shootings and so forth, it is not the weapon. Sometimes pillows are used. My favorite mass murderer is a medical doctor by the name of Herman Mudgett from Chicago, 1891 to 1895. He's famous for killing and barbecuing and eating 200 of his patients.
Oh, my God.
And his weapon that he killed these patients with was chloroform, no AK-47.
So I'm going to guess what the nutrient might be. I've got two possibilities. Lithium?
A plus.
I got it?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. I was going to also say selenium, but...
Not selenium. And so basically what I would do is have this nutrient put into all drinking water like they put fluoride.
They should take the fluoride out and put the lithium in, huh?
Because the idea was they put fluoride in the drinking water to help with reducing cavities in kids' teeth, right?
That's what it was supposed to.
Yeah. Well, it has other problems. But if we This has been around since 400 AD. We know exactly what happens, what's good, what's bad, and so we know what dosage is used in the drinking water. And so not only should it be in the municipal drinking water, but all bottled water and all juices and drinks that they add supplements to should have this added to it. We can eliminate, listen here, George, we can eliminate all mass shootings, all suicides, all domestic violence, all child abuse by just adding that one nutrient into the drinking water.
All is a pretty big word, Doc.
Yep. I mean, there's going to be exceptions, but who do you know that doesn't drink water?
Exactly. That's true. That would reduce it, to be sure.